coming. Probably a generation or two before you got any better.
Yeah.
And they didn't, you see, 35 or 40 years old living in those hard days was an old person, old man.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I think the women lived longer than men did in those days. Yet they did more hard work, as much. They just built to stand it, I guess, I don't know.
I've
you say a man died at 40
that.
Years old 75 years ago, well, he was an old person.
I know a lot of, back in East Tennessee, and, you know, which isn't a farming community much anymore, but it used to be big. There are a lot of elderly widows there. Women who are 85, 90 years old, still living by themselves and taking care of themselves fine. Well, excuse me. Thank you, that looks very nice. Would you use the term dairy for anything else?
Yeah.
Does the word dairy mean anything else? Is it?
Well, it means diversified products, I imagine.
Yeah.
Like cheese.
What would you call the area? Oh, thank you. Let's say where you kept cold things, or where you kept vegetables for the winter. What would you call that room or that place?
I imagine a storeroom for food, I guess, winter storage. Like a modern silo, and it wouldn't be as modern.
Mm-hmm.
From the heat or the cold.
Cellar.
Say a cellar would be cooler
mm-hmm.
than the upper part of the house. And what they call a basement now, they call a cellar. They call a cellar now would be called a basement.
Mm-hmm. And would that always be under the house, or where would it be?
Under the house or underground or something.
Mm-hmm.
So they used to have, 40 years ago, they'd dig a big hole and cover it, see?
Mm-hmm.
And put the stuff in as a flat silo. Then they got to raise them up out of the ground, see?
Mm-hmm. But could they keep it as cool then?
Yeah, away from that.
Oh, yeah?
Of course, they had the same trouble they got today with rodents. Rats and stuff like keeping out of a lot of stuff.
And all kind of vermin and
snakes and so forth.
Spoiling
yeah.
and everything. Snakes really. Spiders. Yeah, I can remember running into spiders in the O2. That's a reading.
They went in bed here the other night. They look like a transfer.
I think it's anything that scares people more than spiders. Even snakes aren't as bad as spiders. Well, where did the livestock usually graze? What was the area they usually grazed?
Well, they grazed in the open field, the pasture, they call it.
Mm-hmm. Was that ever fenced in?
Sure.
Was that fenced in as a rule?
Yes, every rule, yeah.
Or what about cotton? Did you ever raise or pick cotton?
No.
Can you tell me a little bit about how it was picked and what
well,
was done?
Well,
mostly
they go along with a sack on the left shoulder, dragging the ground, and work from the middle to the center, pick them left and right, see,
mm-hmm.
with my hand. And they didn't make much money, and they had sharecroppers and. You lease the land to me, and you got a fourth of all that's raised, and had taken out what he furnished me my clothing and food for years, see?
Mm-hmm.
And out of your earnings, he was to pay me. You keep what you spent on keeping me for the winter, see? That was sharecropping.